19 PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Rochester back on the national stage with a new A&E show that's premiering tonight at 10 p.m. A local Grease couple going to be on that show. Actually had them on our show last week. Bobby Follette, Selena Azima will be featured on the series Extreme Unboxing, which follows pallet-flipping entrepreneurs. The pair and others bid on pallets of returned items from big box retailers and then resell those items at a discounted price. It's similar to the show Storage Wars, if you have ever watched that on A&E. It is addicting. They sent us the episode that'll air tonight early. We got to watch it, and it's super addicting. I need to know what is in there. What is in there? How much is it worth? Are they going to make money on it? Did they get screwed? Is it broken? Is it a thing of goo?
Fun fact, Corey was a legit Storage Wars addict.
Oh,
he had a problem there.
That was my official sleep show, by the way, at one point in my life. Like the show you just have to have on just to go to sleep.
It's so weird.
Yeah. The couple, by the way, Bobby and Selena, again, shout out to them, listeners of the show. They own a store in Gates called Goods Galore. It's on Spencerport Road, and that is where they sell all the stuff they get from those pallets. Pretty cool. If you want to know their backstory, by the way, and how they actually got involved with the show, essentially they got stalked by the producers.
Right.
You can listen to our conversation with them from last week. Up on demand, 98pxy.com or on the radio.com app.
They're hilarious, truly.
They are really funny.
Back at it again with more Kanye West drama. So yesterday, filed signatures to appear on the Arkansas ballot this fall as an independent presidential candidate. The representatives of West submitted nearly 1,700 signatures with the Secretary of State's office, which has 10 days to verify that he submitted the 1,000 signatures from registered voters required to appear on the Arkansas ballot. And since submitting the paperwork to appear on the ballot in neighboring state Oklahoma, a formal complaint was filed in New Jersey last week challenging the signatures he submitted to appear on the state's ballot. So were they like faulty? I don't really know, but I don't know how far this Kanye presidential election candidacy is going to hold. I mean, only 2 states right now.
Yeah, I mean.
Also, I think he should be hustling. I mean, we're running out of time here pretty soon.
Yeah, oh, getting close to that.
Oh, gosh.
Busy day yesterday for Governor Cuomo. He signed another bill into law, extending the deadline for people to file claims against alleged abusers under the Child Victims Act until August 14th of next year. The deadline was previously set to expire on the 13th of this month. The Child Victims Act provides a 1-year window for survivors of abuse to file claims, regardless of when the statute of limitations may have expired.
A group of Senate Republicans are working to give another round of direct payments to more families, this time with a potential higher total amount on Thursday. U.S. senators announced that Coronavirus Assistance for American Families Act. The plan would reduce the stimulus check amount from $1,200 to $1,000, but they would also go to children and adult dependents, like college students or individuals with disabilities, because they got robbed the last round
It was 17 and under, right? It had to be independent, right?
So fingers crossed for that. Maybe we'll see more money. Maybe we won't, but it is in the works.
Okay. Yeah. Something's coming eventually. Maybe. Possibly. Who really knows? Who can say?
Drugs.
Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, 2 of your favorite things, booze and ice cream.
Ooh.
Coming together.
Delicious.
Tell me more about that. Around 8:25. Up online, 98pxy.com. The good news is up there if you want to start your day on a positive note. Some of the highlights from today. A video of a 90-year-old couple reuniting after weeks apart has gone viral. A kid who broke the speed record for solving a Rubik's Cube while pogo sticking. Wow, a lot going on with that, is now offering free lessons at a website that you can learn about. And an old drug that treats erectile dysfunction could help patients get off ventilators a lot faster. Look at that. Science, medicine, amazing. All that for you up at 98pxy.com.
All those stories sound made up.
What?
All of those stories sound made up.
All true. There's video evidence of a couple of them. Not the erectile thing, but of the other ones, there's video evidence. Also up there at 98pxy.com, you can certainly jump in for today's Savage or Sensible. Getting a lot of people hitting us up on the text line about this one. Savage or Sensible, throwing your baby into the water to teach them to swim. Yes, we know that it's actually like a legit swim lesson, a specific type of swim lesson. Doesn't make me feel any less bad about if I was there for this. I don't know. And
yeah.
And there's always a chance, like this texter said, my child was a natural born sinker. So that would be awful.
Yeah, I don't like using the word natural or normal because you could throw anyone and be like, well, this is supposed to come out this way. It doesn't always pan out that way.
But where do you stand? You can jump in. Keep the voting going, 98pxy.com, or shoot us a text. Give us a call, 585-222-9800. Also, that video of an example of this. This is, again, by an instructor. And I don't think the child's necessarily in danger, but the possibility of them being traumatized is it's on the table. You can check that out up on the website, too.